Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, good afternoon, Zweli.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good, and you?
Fantastic. Cannot complain at all. Zweli, we're talking about balancing the holiday festivities and new year preparation. Are you already on your holidays?
Yes, most definitely. In full force.
Full swing.
Full swing.
You know, the festive holidays are a time of celebration, man. They talk about good food, time spent with family and friends. But like the clockwork, we know that the new year comes with a set of responsibilities and challenges, including for learners and also for workers. And so in today's work, we're going to discuss how to balance the rest and relaxation with preparation for the new academic year ahead. Now, it's also been a long year, you know, behind us. Surely it's time to put away some books and put away some lots of thinking and strategic thinking and really just have some fun. So do students really need to be thinking about next year already? I mean, Zweli, really?
You know, in life, it's always about striking a balance. And that word balance is very important, because this time is not just a time, you know, to let the books acquire dust, but it's about recharging, learning and growing from the previous year. But of course, rest is very important, but equally important is to have some activity to keep your brain busy as well, so that you are ready for the following year.
So the issue here is about keeping the brain, you know, active, not really letting it redundant.
Yes, most definitely. You know, I think a lot of us may forget the books right now, but remember, learning isn't only about what's done in the classroom, but also outside. So when I say learning and growing, it's about also reflecting on what has happened during the year. I'd like people to try and journal their experiences, journal, you know, their fallback, so that they can prepare themselves for the following year. And, you know, just spend this time to grow as an individual. Stay away from social media or go like consistently. So, you know, have some time to breathe, spend time with your family. But equally important is to prepare for the new school year. You know, maybe the first 2 weeks, you can literally just unwind, unplug yourself. But you do need that room to reflect on what has happened and to improve and learn.
Okay. Now, what are some of the tips, really?
So, you know, how you spend your time is most definitely up to you. But when it comes to preparing for the school year, like I say, reading books to keep your mind, you know, active and engaged on topics is very good. I know that with us, it's not always the case where you might know what's up next in the new syllabus. But if you do have you know, some of that, some of those notes and things on what the syllabus is, you could start preparing, you know, later on during the holiday on, you know, the books that you need. Start by getting your books, start by getting your stationery in order, and also just peruse through what is in store for the following year ahead. It will help you, you know, to be prepared. It will help you to stay calm, and it will help you to have a clear vision of what you need to do for the following year.
Beautiful stuff, man. Now, preparing for the expected is one thing, but some people's stress comes from not knowing, you know, what they want to do next year. I'm talking about those who may have finished their matric, meaning they can't prepare for it. Any advice for that kind of a situation?
You know, it's very important to write down your goals. When you have a goal, it helps you to be, you know, to be still and calm. And the goal is not just about your grades, but it's also about your habits. So when you work on your habits, when you have a clear vision of what you'd like for next year and you have it written down, I think the key thing is to write these things down, then nothing can shake you. You know, it's always best to be prepared for what you are expecting, although it can be unexpected. But once you've written things down, once you have that clear vision and that goal for you that's realistic as well, then you're more than capable of meeting any unexpected expectations.
Beautiful. I think that I like that you're talking about journaling, so that one is able to actually circumvent anything that may be unexpected. Is it always though that watertight?
Yeah, journaling is self-care. Self-care is also what we need to focus on during this time, you know. It's not about now reflecting to say that, well, I haven't done anything, but self-care is when you reflect, when you journal and you reflect on that year, you can see that, wow, I've actually made some accomplishments. And accomplishments don't have to be this grand thing. It could be that the last week of school, I really put my mind and my pen down to paper, and I was really prepared for what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. So journaling is just like any kind of self-care. It's like taking yourself to the spa. Mm-hmm. Once you write down and you reflect on things and you have it on paper, it really helps to revitalize the mind and to have a clear goal and expectation for yourself into the year to come.
Yeah. Not forgetting to jot down your successes, eh?
Yes, most definitely. Like I said, those accomplishments don't have to be these grand things. But I mean, anything, even waking up early during this yeah. holiday time, yeah. you could see it as an accomplishment, you know. I even for myself, you know, I've already spent some time reflecting. Mm-hmm. So I know I've written down some things to say, yo, I might not have been, as motivated as I was this whole December. I know the first 2 weeks I was already, I threw in the towel, but I made it. I made it, and I think that's a reason to celebrate, you know, and to know that I'm prepared for next year and I've put in the work this year. As much as not everything has happened for me, I'm looking forward to, you know, the groundwork that I've put in reflecting throughout the following year.
Beautiful. Now, you know, when the year starts, of course, it's going to be difficult for some people because the mind is going to be, you know, full of relaxation, the celebrations, the braise and the festivities. And so it's going to be difficult to drag the mind now into serious stuff. What's your tip there?
I'd say plan ahead, really plan ahead. Something you can do to stay active is by volunteering as well during this time. I mean, it's not every day where you're going to be brying. Yeah. So, on those times that you have and you are bored, prepare for the new school year. Just have a look online, browse online, maybe pick up some new skills as well that can help you be engaged for the following year. But really planning ahead and staying productive whilst focusing on growth will really help you to balance this month. You know, you don't want it to be a month wasted. It is a long time. For some of us, it's a month, you know, of just unwinding. Yeah. So really there's more than just sleeping and doing nothing. It's really some time to actually getting to know yourself and to improve on yourself.
And perhaps tying up some things as well, because, you know, it's not all about academic work. There's also other extramurals, things that are of interest that a person may, perhaps a skill that one is developing for, to carry that skill through life. And, I agree with you that tying up that skill and making sure that you firm up because you may, perhaps you didn't have enough time because of the studies, and now you've got a little bit more time to actually focus on it. So 100% agree with you. In agreement with what you are saying. Now,
I would love for children to actually explore their interests beyond the classroom during this time. That's why I speak of that digital detox, because, the TikTok, you know, you might be consumed by all the dancing and so forth, but there's really other content online. There's really other content. There's ways to learn online. So really with that digital detox is not necessarily to say put your phone down forever, but to use social media wisely, use your time wisely during this time. But most importantly, also to rest. You want to rest and relax so that you can be prepared.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your time, Zweli. As they say, the big days. And so let's do everything that we can to actually balance out our lives. Thank you so much for your time and happy holidays.
Thank you. Have a blessed December. Everybody stay safe. Safe travels to everyone. And spend time with your family, guys.
Important. Important. Thank you so much, Zweli.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.